So the Gemara tells us on Daf Zayin, my mevarech, what is the bracha that's made for Erison? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav B'tzivanu Al Ha'arayos V'asur Lanu Es Ha'arusos V'hitzur Lanu Es Ha'nesuos Ha'yidei Chupa V'kidushin. And then perhaps there's an addition, Baruch atah Hashem V'kadesh Yisrael Yidei Chupa V'kidushin. So the question that we'd like to address today, we addressed yesterday. What was our topic yesterday? What we talk about? What was that? The Lashon, right? Some of these Lashonos here. What's this Asur Lanu Es Ha'arusos? What's the nature of the Isser of an Arus to an Arusa? Today we're going to speak more about the nature of this bracha. What kind of bracha is this? Certainly when you begin the bracha, it sounds like it's a regular bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Al Netilas Lulav V'tzivanu Al Mikra Megillah. Sounds like a regular bracha. And then all of a sudden, V'tzivanu Al Harayos Asur Lanu Es Ha'arusos Hitir Lanu Es Ha'nesuos Ha'yidei Chupa V'kidushin. So the end here starts to sound a lot like, let's say the beginning certainly sounds like it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Pause. Take a step back. We know that the Rambam says there are three types of brachos. There are brachos ha-mitzvah, brachi make before you make a bracha, a mitzvah, before you do a mitzvah. There's brachos ha-nenin, before you're nene from something you have to make a bracha, like brei pri agafen, hamotzi lechem en aretz, before you're nene, borei minei misamin, you mean nene from a smell. And then there are brachos shevach v'hudoya. This is the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, that there are different types of brachos, shevach v'hudoya, praising God, Birchos HaMitzvah, and Birchos HaNenin. So if we wanted to figure out what kind of bracha is Birchos Erison, so seemingly Erison, we're not Nana from Erison, because in fact, up until now, she was a Penuya. Being with a Penuya is probably Nesir D'Rabbanon. Now she's Osir, the Rambam writes to be Divrei Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim sounds, that might be more than a regular D'Rabbanon, me Divrei Sofrim. We saw that according to the Shita Yishana and others, it might be Nesir D'Oraisa. So if anything, this is just an upgrade in my lack of ability to be with the girl. So there's no Hana in terms of that type of physical Hana. So it doesn't sound like it's Birchas HaNenin. Now, Birchas HaMitzvah, certainly that's what it sounds like in the beginning, Asher Kedoshanav Mitzvah V'tzivanu. That's classic Birchas HaMitzvah terminology. But the end of the bracha sounds a lot like a Birchas HaShevach. Sivanu al harayos, asur lanu es ha'arusos, hitir lanu. This is like describing, just like when you see a thunder, you hear thunder, so you say, shekocho gvuraso male olam. Or you see a lightning bolt, so you say, oh, semai separation, describing God's greatness, you're praising Him. So it sounds like here that He purified us, He gave us mitzvahs of harayos, He gave us the din of arusa, He's matir nesuin. It sounds almost like a shevach. Indeed, the Rush, in his presentation, a very famous Rush here in Ksubis, so the Rush asks four questions. He notes, first of all, that if this was really a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, so, Asher Kedesharam Tzavit Zivanu L'Kadeshes HaIsha. And we know the Gemara in Pesachim on Dav Zayin has a debate about when do you say Al and when do you say Li. We say, Lehadlik ner shel Chanukah, where we say al netilas lulav. Sometimes we say al, like al netilas lulav, and sometimes we say lehadlik ner shel Chanukah. So, okay, here it could have been al kiddushei isha, or it could have been lekadesh et haisha. But question number one is that we should really be writing the standard text of the Birchas HaMitzvah if this is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Number two. When do you ever find a Birchas HaMitzvah that begins with what you're not allowed to do? We don't say, Asur Lanu Es Ha'Eiver Min HaChai, V'Hitir Lanu Es Basar HaShechuta. Baruch Atah Hashem Al HaShechita. That's like a very poetic addition that we don't find by any other Birchas HaMitzvah. So if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it certainly doesn't conform to the standard text of a Birchas HaMitzvah throughout, meaning from the beginning to the end. Number two, it contains elements that we don't find in any other Birchas HaMitzvah anywhere. The whole idea of mentioning a Arayos is weird, because I'm not involved with Arayos right now, so why are we mentioning Arayos? It just seems to be strange to mention that. And also, why are we talking about Chuppah? We're in Kiddushin right now. Chuppah is the next stage. Why would we make a Yidei Chuppah v'Kiddushin? Who's talking about Chuppah? Chuppah is a whole different thing. It could take place a year later. So why was Chuppah stuck into this mitzvah? So the Rosh therefore concludes, V'nir Ali, that my original assumption, and certainly when you read through the Rosh here in Siman Yud Beis, he begins his analysis assuming that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. He says, I don't understand, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, really, you should be making it before the Kiddushin. There are those who say it's okay to say it after the Kiddushin. But wait a second. If this is a Birchas HaMitzvah, he asks his four questions. And therefore, the Rosh says, V'nir Ali, ki brachazu eina bracha lasiyas HaMitzvah. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Rather, he says, it's a Birchas Shevach. Brachazu nitkana lasis shevach lakadosh baruch hu. Asher kedushanu mitzvah osav. Asher kedushanu mitzvah osav is not the prelude to this is a Birchas HaMitzvah and I'm about to do a mitzvah, so let me make a bracha. No, asher kedushanu mitzvah osav, it's funny that we borrowed the same language, but we're praising God for giving us a mitzvah of Kiddushin. And when I say baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech haolam, and I'm about to make a bracha on a lulav, so what I'm basically doing is I'm saying, you commanded me to do lulav and I'm doing it. That's what you do when you're making a bracha. Here, you're not saying, you commanded me and I'm doing it. You're saying, you are so incredible that you commanded me to do a mitzvah. We are saying Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that's because we are relating that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us something unique. Hivdi lanu min ha'amim. V'tzivanu l'kadesh isha muteres lanu. V'lo achas min ha'arayos. And that's why we mentioned the arayos. Because the whole point is here, we're praising God for giving us purity in marriage. And we don't just marry anyone, but we marry other Jews, and we marry people that are mutter to us, not a sister, not an aunt, because we want there to be a certain purity in the house. Can you imagine what households would look like if brothers and sisters and mothers and brothers were allowed to have sexual relationships with each other? The house would be a disaster. So thank God we don't have those types of things going on in our houses. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us on Arayos. And once we're talking about that, we're also going to mention that this girl that I'm doing Kiddushin with right now, I'm not allowed to have beer with her. And that's why we mention Chuppah. Why do we mention Chuppah? To make it clear to the Chassin, just because you're doing Kiddushin, that doesn't mean, it's true, she's also to everybody else, but she's not mutter to you. And therefore, he addresses all of his questions. We don't make the standard bracha, birchas mitzvah, because it's not a birchas mitzvah. And we mention all the things that are usher as well, arayos, and the Arusa, because we're actually praising God that he ossered certain things to us, and he created a system where there's certain things we can indulge in, certain things we can't indulge in, and that brings Kiddusha. And in order to make sure that we only engage in that relationship with our wife at the right time, we also go out of our way to mention Chuppah. So the Rosh addresses all of his questions, and the yisod of what he's saying is that the bracha on Kiddushin is a birchas shevach. Okay.
I mean, when the Rosh says that, when the Rosh says the key in the mitzvah of Puruvu, and then he says, oh, but it's possible to do Puruvu without Kiddushin, that's the whole wrong. No.
Why?
You can't do Puruvu.
Why not?
Physically, yes. You can have a baby pre-marriage.
And that's the mitzvah of Puruvu.
So if a Kala Panuya and an Ish Panuya have a baby together, that's considered behind the mitzvah
of Pilegesh. If you have a Pilegesh, the halachic status of Pilegesh. You don't have to do Kiddushin. It's another type of relationship that the Torah describes. And you can have a child through that. And it's a key of Puruvu. That's right. That's what he says.
And he said a bunch of times there's four questions in the Rosh?
Yes.
There's four or three?
I think there were four. I saw four. Why don't we use standard text? Asher kedushanu mitzvah tzivanu l'kadesh es ha'isha? Number one. Number two. Why do we make mention to what's usher to us regarding the arusos? Arusos usher, but in the suas mutter. Why do we mention arayos? Why do we first start with arayos, and why do we mention chub? Okay. Now, so the Rosh seems to argue that it's a birchas hashevach, and I'll throw into the Rosh, there's this long ritva that you took a look at. There are certain parts of the ritva that are hard to understand, I admit, but it's a real, he really tax the whole issue and addresses lots of different things. One of the things that the Ritva suggests, and it seems to be along similar lines, is that he sees the bracha on Kiddushin to be like Kiddush. He makes a comparison between Kiddushin and Kiddush. That just like we are Mekadesh Shabbos by proclaiming the sanctity of the day, and we say Kiddush, so too, he says, that's perhaps what the bracha of Kiddushin is all about, that we are making a bracha, and it's a bracha HaShevach. Kiddushin is a bracha HaShevach, right? We don't say Kiddush. Bracha HaShem Mekadesh HaShabbos. We're not doing that as a bracha HaNemen. We're not doing that as a bracha HaMitzvah. We're doing that as a bracha HaShevach, that we are affirming the Kiddusha of Shabbos that God gives us. And so too, says the Ritva, and this is in the Birch HaShevach camp, that the bracha that we make on Erisin is a form of Kiddush. And it draws on that same theme of Kiddusha, just like Kiddush on Shabbos draws on. And he says that makes sense then, that the Minog, the Ritva, apparently where the Ritva learned, a lot of his piece is about addressing the Minog. The Minog there was that they made the bracha of Kiddushin after the Kiddushin. They made the bracha after the Kiddushin. And the Ritva says that makes sense because that's what we find on Shabbos as well. You don't begin Shabbos with Kiddush, which is strange. You would think that when it's time to start Shabbos, we would make Kiddush, because isn't Kiddush sanctifying the day? You see that Kiddush is not sanctifying the day. Kiddush is affirming the Kiddusha of the day. Shabbos becomes Kadosh on its own. You don't need to create the Kiddusha. Shabbos is Kadosh on its own. We make Kiddush in order to say, yes, I affirm the Kedusha of Shabbos, and I am praising God for giving us Shabbos. And that's why we make Kiddush after Shabbos begins. So too Vaynisha. The Kiddushin comes through the mice of Kiddushin, by giving her the ring. That's how the Kiddushin. Then I make a bracha afterwards in order to praise God for the Kedusha of this relationship. The Ritva then brings up that there are those who are knowing to make the bracha before, and he tries to explain that. But the general direction where the Ritva is going, at least in the beginning of his piece, is where the Ritva says that this is like with the Rosh. This is a Birchas HaShevach, and it is a declaration and praise of God for the holy institution of marriage. So that is the view of the Rosh, and that's going to be approach number one for today. Birchas HaShevach may be very similar to the way we find by Kiddush on Shabbos. Yes.
Don't some people say that Kiddush on Shabbos is like a Mekayim Mitzvah, like Zohar on Shabbos?
Yes, correct. But it's still a bracha. Bracha to Hashem Mekayim Shabbos. What kind of bracha is it?
You can be Mekayim Mitzvah through.
It's not a, listen, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah is a bracha that you make before you do a mitzvah. Right? Like benching. Benching is a bracha which is a mitzvah. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. But it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Correct. So Kiddush is interesting because Kiddush, I don't know if you necessarily have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. You could probably fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush just by saying all the other parts of Kiddush. There are even shittas that say when you, the Minog Yisrael, when someone walks in from the house and they say, Good Shabbos, everyone in the family says, Good Shabbos, that's already a key of Kiddush right there. Because you're addressing the Kedusha of Shabbos. Okay. The Rambam, though, is mashma differently than the Rosh. Now, the Rambam does not actually say what his shita is, but it's mashma. We're able to be medayik what his shita is. The Rambam says as follows. Where was it? Gimel? Gimel Chaf Gimel. Thank you. Kol Mekadesh Isha. Bein al yidei atzmo, bein al yidei shliach, tzarech levarech. Kodem hakidushin. Ohu o shlucho. Kederech shemavarchan al kol ha-mitzvos. V'achar kach. You can be Mekadesh. Now what does he mean here? Kederech shemavarech al kol ha-mitzvos. Does he mean this is a birchas mitzvah, and therefore you have to make a bracha on the mitzvah, just like you have to make a bracha on all mitzvahs? Or is he talking about you have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah, just like you always make a bracha before you do a mitzvah? I think that second pshat is the right pshat in the Rambam. Again, when the Rambam says, let me read it to you again. The Rambam says, Kol mekadesh isha, tzarech levarech kodem akidushin, kederach shemevarchin al kol ha-mitzvos. So, does that mean you have to make a bracha on kiddushin just like you have to make a bracha on all mitzvos? Or does that mean you have to make a bracha on kiddushin before you do the kiddushin, just like you always make a bracha before you do the mitzvah? Now, the yesod is going to be the same, that it sounds like it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. I'm just trying, I was discussing with Dovi a little bit about what's this line of kederach shemevarcha and al shara mitzvos. So I just wanted to draw your attention. The Rambam uses this lashon in another place, and there it's very clear, I think, how he's using it. In Hilchos Trumos, he makes talks about making the bracha on separating your trumos. So he says like this. This is in Perek Beis, Halacha Tez Zayin, and Hilchos Trumos. Kol ha-mafrish truma gedola, o trumos meiser, mivarech kodem sheyafrish, kederech shemivarchin, al kol ha-mitzvos. So there also, it sounds like the stress is not so much on you're making a bracha, because it's a mitzvah, and you always make a bracha. Rather, it's that you make a bracha before you do it, just like you always make a bracha before you do it. So it's just a small nuance. But the Rambam here seems to be taking for granted that the bracha is a bracha mitzvah. And you need to make a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiddushin. And the Rambam here is coming to tell me that when do you make that bracha? You make the bracha kodem the mitzvah, just like we find by all mitzvahs, that you have to do it before. And the Rambam even goes as far as to say, what the Ritva referred to as hifriz al amidos. He goes as far as to say that if you're kidesh below birech, mekadesh tishin, you don't make a bracha, lo yivarech achar kiddushin. So it would be a bracha levatala. Because masha nasek, kfar nasek. Because what you did, you already did. Now wait a second, this is a birchas ha-shevach. That would not be the case. Right? Did anyone say like, you have to make the bracha on lightning before the lightning comes? Oh, the lightning came already, you can't make the bracha anymore. Of course not. You see the event, and then you praise God for the event that you just saw. So can you make it before if you knew it was coming? Maybe. There's what a debate. I would argue that a birchas shevach certainly can be done afterwards. Maybe it can even be done before. But a birchas ha-mitzvah, you see here in the Rambam, it needs to be done before. And if you don't do it before, that's it. Over yom, batal karbono. It's over. You lost your chance. So it sounds very clearly in this Rambam that the Rambam is learning that this is a birchas ha-mitzvah. Another person who says like the Rambam is actually Tosfos in Psachim. Tosfos Psachim Dav Zayin says, he's trying to argue against the Rambam that you don't necessarily have to make the bracha before. And he says, Ein sorich levarech over la'asiyah. So he's talking about something else, not about Erison right now. Ela b'makom she'osa mitzvah hu mevarech. When the one who's doing the mitzvah is making the bracha, so then you have to make the bracha before you do it. Aval kishemavarech acher, but when someone else is making the bracha, birchas ha-mitzvah, for your mitzvah, someone else is making the bracha, lo, then it's not required. The only time that we say that the bracha must be done over la'asiyasan is when the osan mitzvah is making the bracha. But if someone else is making the bracha for you, then it doesn't need to be over la'asiyasan. And he says, V'teda, I'll bring you a raya. Listen carefully. This is Daf Zayin Amad Aleph and Psachim, Dibra Maslo Milivoyer. Says Tosfos, the very end of Tosfos, last line. V'teda, I'll bring you a raya. Shehare birchas erusin, eno mevarech, ela la'achar ha'erusin. So here, Tosfos says, I'll bring a raya, birchas erusin, where we make the bracha after. Now, what's he trying to bring a raya for? Trying to bring a raya that a birchas ha-mitzvah can even be done afterwards if someone else is the one making the bracha. So what do you see according to the Tosfos? The first one, you see the Tosfos is learning that birchas ha-erusin is a birchas ha-mitzvah. But he's being mechadesh, unlike the Rambam, that it could theoretically be done afterwards if the bracha is being made by somebody else. So where does Tosfos belong? Tosfos belongs in the camp with the Rambam. That birchas ha-erusin is a birchas ha-mitzvah. He disagrees with the Rambam, because the Rambam says very strongly that it must be done before. And Tosfos holds, no, it's okay for it to be done afterwards. The truth is, this is a very big machlokas in general between the Rambam and Ashkenazim about if you forgot to do a bracha before, can you do the bracha afterwards? If you already picked up the lulav, are you able to do it afterwards? I believe the Orzarua, one of the Ashkenazi poskim, paskins even the halacha, that you are able to make a berachas mitzvah afterwards b'di'evet. L'chachilu, you should make it before, but b'di'evet, you can make it afterwards. Now, I'll take your question in a second. There is a little bit of a strange thing in the Rambam. If the Rambam is really holding that it's a berachas mitzvah, so the Rambam did a very strange thing. So when he tells us over what the bracha is, Ketzad mevarech, Baruch atah Hashem lakinu melech ha'olam, asher kedashanu b'mitzvosav, divdilanu min harayos. The Rambam removes the word v'tzivanu, which appears in our Gemara, and he replaces it with the words v'hivdilanu. Now, if you're a birchas hashevach person, so v'hivdilanu is very nice. V'tzivanu is okay also. V'hivdilanu is very nice, and you know what? Maybe you would even prefer v'hivdilanu, because why would you want to use the standard text of a birchas hamitzvah if you're doing a birchas hashevach? So it makes sense to switch it to v'hivdilanu. But for the Rambam, who learns it's a birchas hamitzvah, it's very strange that the text that he has is v'hivdilanu. Now you might tell me, well, what do you mean it's very strange? That's whatever it said in his Gemara. His Gemara said v'hivdilanu. So I'm not so sure about that. I don't know exactly what his girsa was in Mitzrayim. I did check quickly in the database of manuscripts of the Gemara, and the 7 or 8 manuscripts that we have of Meseches Ksubas, like old manuscripts, they all say v'tzivanu. None of them say v'hivdilanu. So, you know, if the Rambam had a different gear set, said v'hivdilanu, so there's nothing to be medayik about that. That's just what it said in his Gemara. It said v'hivdilanu. And Enachnami, it's a weird birchas hamitzvah. And a lot of the Rosh's questions still stand, according to the Rambam. Why do we say, why don't we just say, al l'kadesh se'isha, or al kidushin isha? Why do we mention arayos? Why do we talk about arusos and nesuos? Why do we mention chuppah? All those questions are still questions according to the Rambam. The Rosh got out of those questions by saying, oh, it's not a birchas hamitzvah, it's a birchas shevach. But according to the Rambam, that it's a birchas hamitzvah, all those questions exist, and it's even less of a text, of a standard text of a birchas hamitzvah than we thought, because we thought it says v'tzivanu, and the Rambam, either because he changed it himself, or because he had a girsa somewhere that said v'hivdilanu, he has v'hivdilanu, and that is certainly strange and needs explanation. One other opinion that needs to be discussed within the tzad of Birchas HaMitzvah is what we find in the Chachmei Ashkenaz. There were those who read, and this, you have to catch this, this is slightly nuanced, not complex at all, but just pay attention. The Or Zeruah, as well as Rabbeinu Yechiel, who was Rabbi Yechiel of Paris. Rabbeinu Yechiel, one of the late Bali Tosfos, he's quoted in the Hagos of Rabbeinu Peretz, and even later Baal Tosfos. Rabbeinu Peretz wrote Hagos on the Sefer Smak, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, the Smak, or Rabbi Yitzchok of Korbei. So the Rabbeinu Peretz wrote Ha'aris on the Smak, and in his Ha'aris he quotes from Rabbeinu Yechiel, who was his Rebbe. He quotes from Rabbeinu Yechiel that Rabbeinu Yechiel argued that based on a Yerushalmi, when you get married, you should make first a bracha of Asher Kedushalmi Mitzvot Tzivanu, Al Kedushay Isha, and then you make the bracha that's in our Gemara. So, which camp is he in? So he's sort of, you could put him in both camps. What do I mean by that? He learns that there's a birchas hamitzvah to be made on the mitzvah of Erusin. There is a birchas hamitzvah to be made, but it's not our bracha. Our bracha is the birchas hashevach. Just like, for instance, when you do a bris milah, so Mitzvah Hashem, you'll all be zochet, have a son, and you'll have a bris. So the bracha, you'll first make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu al Amila, to make a bracha al Amila. Then you're going to make another bracha, or sometimes the Moa will make it, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Nisa Bevriso Shel Avraham Avinu. Right? And then maybe Shechianu. So we make a bracha al Amila, and sorry, I had that backwards. The Moel will often make the bracha of Alamila, and then the father will be the one to make the bracha of Lachnisa Mavriso Shel Avraham Avinu. Now, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Alamila, that's clearly a bracha mitzvah. Baruch Atah Hashem Shachnisa Mavriso Shel Avraham Avinu seems to be a shevach. Thank you, Hashem, that you gave us this covenant with you, that you gave a covenant with Avram that we are now entering into. So let's leave that on the side, but just to use it as a model, the Or Zeruah, Rabbeinu Yechiel, are arguing that our Gemara doesn't mention the Birchas HaMitzvah, because it's obvious to make a Birchas HaMitzvah. You make a Birchas HaMitzvah on all things. Gemara doesn't tell us every single time there's a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's obvious, if you're doing a mitzvah, you make a Birchas HaMitzvah. What's our Gemara telling us? Our Gemara is telling us that in addition to the Birchas HaMitzvah, there's also a Birchas HaShevach that's supposed to be made. So that's a very interesting shita. I'm putting him on the Rambam side because he's of the opinion that there's a Birchas HaMitzvah to be made on Kiddushin. But you could also put him on the Rosh's side because he's learning that the bracha in our Gemara, Tzivano al Arayos, Ashalano as Arusos, that bracha is a Birchas HaShevach. Because there is a Birchas HaMitzvah that's just not mentioned that precedes that bracha. Okay. Let me say, if we have these two camps, and if we want to just make it simple, the Rosh, Birchas HaShevach, the Rambam, Birchas HaMitzvah, so the nafkamina that's obvious is what we started discussing already in the Rambam. And that is, does the bracha need to be made over Lasi Yosan? The Rambam writes that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore it needs to be made over Lasi Yosan. Seemingly the Rosh holds that it's a Birchas HaShevach, and therefore it doesn't need to be over Lasi Yosan necessarily. Now, this is not 100% clear, though, this nafkamina, because if you looked in the Rosh, the beginning of the Rosh, he seemed to have thought it was a Birchas HaMitzvah. He only came on to later in the piece that it, venerally, that it's a Birchas HaShevach. When he was arguing that it was a Birchas HaMitzvah in the beginning, he was struggling with the fact that there were two minhagim. And that's something that we see in all these Rishonim. There were clearly two minhagim going around Klal Yisrael. Some people always made the bracha before, which would lend itself to arguing that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And some people were making the bracha after the Maisa Kiddushin, which would indicate that maybe it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Rosh already from the very beginning, discards that. And he says, you know what? Even if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it might still make sense to make the bracha afterwards. Why? Oh, doesn't the Gemara say, call a mitzvah, so you have to be mevarich over las yasan? She says, yes, but not by mitzvahs that are totally on somebody else. In general, when I'm doing a mitzvah, you know, we don't have to be choshesh that, God forbid, that I'm going to drop dead. So after I make the bracha, it's in my hands to do the mitzvah. So if I make a bracha on tefillin, and I put on the tefillin. It's in my hands. Oh, someone can run over and grab them out of your hands? Okay, but that doesn't happen. You don't have to be choshesh for something like that. It's biyadi right now. All of the criteria in front of us, all of the circumstances around the mitzvah show that I have the ability to do it. It's in my hands. However, kiddushin is totally on her. Because let's say I go over and I say, Harayat mikudesh li b'tabazu, and she looks at me and she says, you know what? I'm out. I'm not interested. She walks down. So that's it. Right? You know, there's like that famous joke. There's a famous Brisker joke that there was a Brisker who lived in the times of the Crusades, and Lo Aleinu, one of the Crusaders, came to him and he took out his sword and he said, "I'm going to kill you for being a Jew." So he said, "Okay, well, just give me 1 second because there's a bracha that you make before you give your life." So he made the bracha, and the Crusader was so impressed with his like piety, he said, "You know what? That was very impressive. I'm not going to kill you." And the Brisker goes, right? You know, because he didn't want there to be a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. So since if you're going to make a bracha and it's totally on her accepting the kiddushin, so therefore we push the bracha off to afterwards. Now it's very interesting, this suggestion of the Rosh, because he's not the only one to suggest this. The Rashba, who is an older contemporary of the Rosh actually, the Rashba has a tshuva, a famous tshuva, where he talks about why we don't have Birchas HaMitzvah on mitzvahs like tztaka. How come there's no mitzvah on the mitzvah of tztaka? And he says the answer is because the ani doesn't have to accept it. You can give him the money and it's up to him if he wants to accept it.
Something similar. He's saying, when you take a woman, you have
to get
ready, then you're ready.
Oh, so that's a separate point. That's that it might not necessarily be a mitzvah for me to do it. Here we're talking about the mitzvah is totally on somebody else. So normally, when you have a mitzvah that's totally on somebody else, that's a reason not to make a bracha. We don't make a bracha on tztaka because it's totally on someone else. The Rosh is not saying that. The Rosh is saying when it's totally on someone else, you do make a bracha, but you just make it after the maisa. Because you have to first clarify if the person's going to really go ahead with, if the other party is going to go ahead with the mitzvah. So be that as it may, we would have thought a nafka mina is, if you hold it to Birchas HaMitzvah, make the bracha before. If you hold it to Birchas HaShevach, you make the bracha afterwards. But the Rosh himself argues that even if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, you still might make the bracha afterwards. So that isn't necessarily a nafka mina. Another nafka mina might be, and this is suggested by the Ritva, does the chassan have to be the one to make the bracha? Nowadays, generally, the chassan does not make the bracha. Certainly in Ashkenazic circles. I don't know what they do in Sephardi circles. But in Ashkenazic circles, the chassan does not make the bracha. The Masada Kedushin is brought up. The Masada Kedushin makes this bracha. And the chassan and kala say amen. Now, the Ritva writes that this was the minhag in his time as well, but somebody else made the bracha. And he seems to say that that seems to indicate this is not a birchas mitzvah. Because if it was a birchas mitzvah, how could somebody else? What, you're going to make the bracha on tefillin and I'm going to put on the tefillin? That's strange. So, now it might be that sometimes if you're doing the mitzvah also, you can make the bracha on the mitzvah and have me in mind and be motzi me. Could be that by a birchas mitzvah, if you're doing the mitzvah, but this idea that you're going to make the mitzvah and I'm going to put it on is strange. Yeah.
Didn't Tosfos himself say there could be a birchas mitzvah?
Excellent. Very good. But, that's the next line that I was going to say, was that this is also not necessarily a nafkamina. Meaning I would have thought it was a nafkamina. If it's a birchas mitzvah, the chassan needs to make it. If it's a beer, or at least, let's say like this, the chassan needs to make it. If it's a birchas shevach, so someone else can make it. But as we quoted, excellent, very good, Sam, Tosfos and Dav Zayin and Psachim argued that lav davka. If someone else is making it, not only can someone else make it, but then you can make it afterwards. So what we might want to say is there's enough gemina in terms of kavana. Does the Masada Kedushin have to have in mind to be motzi the chassan and kala? And do the chassan and kala have to have in mind when they're saying amen that this is my bracha? Meaning if it's a birchas shevach, so it's a general blessing on the ma'amad. We're at a wedding, a Jewish wedding, Kedushas Yisrael, there was lightning, we make a bracha. So it could be that you just need someone to make the bracha. It doesn't necessarily have to be the chassan or the kala, it could be anybody. And therefore, when the Masada Kedushin makes the bracha, he doesn't have to have in mind that he's being motzi them in a bracha, and they don't have to be in mind that, okay, he's my shliach, he's making the bracha for me. But if you learn it's a birchas mitzvah, even if you're willing to allow someone else to make it, again, the Ritva wasn't so happy with that, but Tosfos didn't have a problem with it. If it's a birchas mitzvah and someone's making the bracha for you, you still don't have to, he's making the bracha for you. You have to have in mind, and he has to have in mind that the bracha is for you. Okay. Famously, if we wanted to ask, well, what is like the yisod of this machlokes? How come the Rosh holds that it's a birchas shevach, and the Rambam holds it's a birchas mitzvah? So the classic standard way to explain this machlokes is that they are arguing about the yisod of kiddushin in general. That according to the Rambam, kiddushin is a mitzvah, and therefore, since kiddushin is a mitzvah, that's why he argues the bracha that we're making is a birchas hamitzvah. Because kiddushin is a mitzvah, so the bracha we make before we do kiddushin is a mitzvah. It's a birchas hamitzvah. It also sounds that way. Again, the end of the Ritva starts to get a little bit complex. I don't mean complex in sense of it being like sophisticated complex. It's just not clear exactly what he's saying. This wasn't clear exactly to me what he was saying at the end. But the Ritva at the end seems to take a very strong stance that there is vadai a mitzvah of kiddushin. And certainly, even though the minhag was to make a bracha afterwards, it seems like it would have been more correct to make a birchas hamitzvah before. That's what it would have seemed would have been correct. He argues, no, maybe it's really a birchas, as we said, it's a birchas shevach, and we do it afterwards. But theoretically, he says, it is a mitzvah. So the Rambam who holds that the bracha is a birchas hamitzvah, why? Because he holds that kiddushin is a mitzvah. And what does the Rosh hold? So classically, people say that the Rosh holds that it's not a mitzvah. And that's why we're making a birchas shevach. If it was a mitzvah, we would make a birchas mitzvah. How come we don't make a birchas mitzvah? How come he argues it's a birchas shevach? Because kiddushin is not a mitzvah. And indeed, if you look in the Smag, who was also one of the Bnei Ashkenaz, if you look in the Urayim, also one of the Bnei Ashkenaz, neither of them in their lists of mitzvahs count kiddushin as a mitzvah. So you see that definitely in Ashkenaz, where the Rosh was from, there was definitely a stream of thought that kiddushin is not a mitzvah. And I think we might have made reference to this earlier in the year, and I said, oh, we're going to get to this sugya. I think, Moshe, you brought something up in Shir, and I said, all right, we'll get to this later in the year. Famous machlokes, Rosh and Rambam, is Kiddushin a mitzvah or is Kiddushin not a mitzvah? Sounds like according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, hence the bracha is a birchas mitzvah. According to the Rosh, it is not a mitzvah, and therefore the bracha that we're making is a birchas shevach. However, that's the standard interpretation, and it's very nice until you start really looking very carefully into the sources. When you start looking carefully into the sources, it's really not so clear. Let's start with the Rambam. Certainly in the Rambam, when you read the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, it sounds like that's 100% correct. Koda Matan Torah, Rambam famously writes, Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. So you would meet a woman, you like her, she likes you, that's it, you're married. But came and she did the Torah, Nitztava Yisrael, Shem Yirtza, Ish Lisa Isha, if you want to get married, do Nisuin, you have to first do Kiddushin, Yikna Oso Tchila, Bifnei Edim, V'achar Kach Tielo Isha. And the Rambam continues in Halacha Beis, V'likuchin Elu Mitzvahs Asei Shel Torah Heim. They are a mitzvah sasei. V'likuchin Elu Heina Nikram Kiddushin O'Erison. That's what we call Kiddushin O'Erison. Black on white, the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah sasei to do Kiddushin. So that seems very clear. The problem is that when you look at the top of the Rambam, in his Koteret, how does the Rambam describe the mitzvah? I would hope that he would write L'kadesh Asaisha. That's right, the Rambam says, in this section of Hilchos Ishus, Yesh B'chol and Arba Mitzvos. I'm going to be discussing four mitzvos. The first one, Lisa Isha B'ksuba B'kiddushin. To marry a woman via a ksuba and kiddushin. Well, now it sounds like kiddushin is like a piece of some larger mitzvah called Nisuin. The mitzvah is Lisa Isha B'ksuba B'kiddushin. If you look in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos as well, we also get a very interesting description here. Anyone have the source sheet? Where was it? Reshid Beis, or was that something else? Okay. If you take a look in the Rambam, look what he says. Mitzvah Resh Yud Gimel. Hu Shitzivanu, he Shitzivanu. The mitzvah is that we're commanded. Live all Bikidushin. To have a conjugal, intimate relationship via Kiddushin. V'zohi mitzvah Kiddushin. And this is the mitzvah of Kiddushin. To live all b'Kiddushin. So there also, it sounds like the mitzvah is some larger, there's some meta thing we're trying to accomplish. It's not the Kiddushin unto itself. It's live all b'Kiddushin. It's to have some type of conjugal husband and wife. I mean, it's not a mitzvah to do kiddushin al yedei biya. That's not the mitzvah, because he says, how do you do it? You do it with kesef, you do it with shtar. He says you do it with shtar or with biya, and then right, kesef is also discussed in the Gemara. You can do it aval kiddushin yoraisa amnam hey mevuarim shem bebiya. And then at the end he says, but really, the Iker Dioraisa way of doing it is through Bia. So either Livol B'Kiddushin means the ideal way of doing Kiddushin is through Bia, or it's to be Boel Al Yedei Kiddushin, meaning after having done Kiddushin. I think you could make a very strong argument that what the Rambam just means here is Kiddushin, and that the ideal way of Kiddushin, because that's the way that's written explicitly in the Torah, Shtar and Kesef are learned out through Drushas, is Bia. So perhaps in Sefer HaMitzvos it's not exactly clear. But the Koteret, which the Rambam himself wrote, is certainly indicative that the mitzvah is Lisa B'Ksuba B'Kiddushin. So what does the Rambam mean by that? And certainly we have all the other questions in mind, which we never answered for the Rambam. Why do we say a non-standard bracha? Why do we mention arayos? Why do we mention chuppah? Meaning all of those questions are the big elephants in the room for the Shitas HaRambam, plus the fact that the Rambam refers in the Koteret to the mitzvah of Lisa. So perhaps we can explain the Rambam by first taking a step back and looking at some of the other Rishonim. As you all got a chance to see, I'm going to go quickly now because we only have a few minutes left. The Ramban also addresses this question of the bracha, and the Ramban says something very interesting. He says that even though Kiddushin is a mitzvah, but we don't make a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, because it's not gemar malachta. It's not the completion of the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is completed through chuppah. And you can't make the bracha on the chuppah with the kiddushin. You can't make the bracha on the chuppah because kiddushin is the beginning of the bracha, mitzvah. Why can't you make a bracha that's on the kiddushin and the chuppah? Asher kashom etzav b'tzivanu l'kadesh isha ulachnisa b'chuppah. Because you don't always do them at the same time. And the Ritva points out, the Ran points out, you know, sometimes you do, but we can't make brachas that, okay, if you do it this way, make the bracha that way. If you do it this way, make the bracha that way. We need a bracha that's going to count no matter whenever someone does the mitzvah. And therefore, the Ramban says we're sort of stuck. We're not able to make a standard brachas on mitzvah because you can't make that on Kiddushin, because Kiddushin is not the whole mitzvah. Kiddushin is only the beginning of the mitzvah. And you can't make it on the chuppah, that's only the end of the mitzvah. And you're not always doing the chuppah when you do the Kiddushin. So what bracha are we going to make on Kiddushin? The truth is, in the Rambam, the Rav Avraham ben Arambam is quoted by the Magen Mishnah, also in back in Halacha Aleph, that he tries to argue that his father, the Rambam, learned similarly in regards to the mitzvah of Kiddushin. Kasav ha-Rav Avraham ben Oshal Rabbeinu, shehikshu lo, al-masha kasav Rabbeinu mitzvah saseh shel Torah l'kadish as isha. How can he say that the mitzvah of Kiddushin, if there's an explicit gemara in Moed Katan that suggests that Nisuin is much more of the mitzvah than Kiddushin? And he's metarets, shebeminyan ha-mitzvos betchilas ha-alacha, the koteret, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah is lisa isha b'ksuba b'kiddushin, v'lo amar l'kadish isha. And this is because but Erisin without Nisuin, that's only the beginning of the mitzvah. So what the Ramban argues, Rav Avraham ben Arambam argues as well for the Rambam. So it seems that we can make the argument according to the Rambam that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, but it's only part of a mitzvah. It's only the beginning of a mitzvah. The full mitzvah is to then bring the woman into a chuppah, write her a ksuba, and then have the full-fledged relationship, which is constituted of kiddushin and nisuin. Okay, what does that do for us for the bracha? So perhaps what we could suggest is that the Rambam maintains that it's a birchas hamitzvah. How do I know that? Because it must be done over lasiyasan. Kiderech, what was the lashon? Shemivarchim ashar hamitzvos. It must be over lasiyasan because it is a birchas hamitzvah. But Chazal created a unique and special birchas hamitzvah because it's a special situation. We don't normally make brachas on haschalas of mitzvahs. But here, perhaps either because it's so significant because it's Kedushas Yisrael, or because it's an independent step that makes her usher to the rest of the world and she doesn't actually become yours sometimes for a whole year, for whatever reason, there was some significance here that Chazal, as a compromise, they said, we need to make a Berachos HaMitzvah, because this is a Haschalos HaMitzvah, and it's a very significant Haschalos HaMitzvah, so we need to make a Berachos HaMitzvah, but we can't make a regular Berachos HaMitzvah, because it's so different than a regular situation when we make a Berachos HaMitzvah. And therefore, they created a unique and novel Berachos HaMitzvah that doesn't sound like a Berachos HaMitzvah, but it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And that's why it has all of this strange Lashonos in it, because all of the Lashonos are directed at the fact that we're not done. Hashem, you commanded us about our rayos, and therefore I had to get married, and I wanted to get married, and I did Kiddushin, but you know what? She's still usher to me. And I have to wait for the chuppah until she's... So it's a bracha that speaks to the fact that we're in the middle of a process. But at the same time, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Now, I don't know why he switched with Tzivonot Vivdilanu. That I have not addressed. But it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's why it needs to be done over Lasiyasan. And indeed, I think we can argue the same exact thing in the Rush. What do I mean, argue the same exact thing? Same Yisod, but different response. In the Rush, I believe it is very meduic in a number of places that the Rush agrees that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Not like the Olam says that, oh, it's not a mitzvah, and that's why we're making a Birchas HaSheva. Perhaps the most significant line is this one. You know why they didn't make a Birchas HaMitzvah? Because, you know, you could always marry, you could always don't have to get married, you could just have a Pilegesh and have a child. Or, what if you marry a very old lady who can't have children? And you do Kiddushin. But you're not doing Peru or Vu because she can't have a child. So he says, as far, so with a Pilegesh, you could be Mekai and Peru or Vu. And Peru or Vu is certainly, Peru or Vu is certainly where the mitzvah is going. That's Kiyum HaMitzvah. And I think Kiyum HaMitzvah he means here is the completion of the mitzvah. Listen to what he says. V'ein chiyuv b'mitzvah zu. She'ein ba kiyum mitzvah spiri v'rivya. V'hilkach lo niskina bracha b'mitzvah zu. They never made a takana to make a bracha on this mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Which mitzvah? L'chori is referring to Kiddushin. They didn't make a, they were never misaking a bracha on this mitzvah. He says this a few times. He keeps coming back and he refers to it as a mitzvah. So again, we don't have time now, but you'll look at it inside. Let me read it again one more time. Ki bracha zu ena bracha la'asiyas ha-mitzvah, ki peri v'rivya hainu kiyem ha-mitzvah. V'im lakach pilagesh v'kiyem peri v'rivya, you're not mechuyev to miyokadish nisha. And also if your nose is a kena, or an ilonis, or an akara, or a srischama, someone who, the man can't have children. Shenasa, you're mevarchin b'rchas chasanim, v'ein chiyev b'mitzvah zu. But there's no chiyev to do this mitzvah. What's this mitzvah? Kiddushin. Why? Because it'll never lead to peri v'rivya. Therefore, they didn't make a bracha for this mitzvah. The rush is clear. This is a mitzvah. Kiddushin's a mitzvah. So, if Kiddushin's a mitzvah, why does he say it's a brichas hasheva? Why does he say it's a brichas hasheva? So, seemingly, he was faced with the same issue as the Rambam. Meaning, the Rambam and the Rush agree. Kiddushin is the beginning of a mitzvah. Question is, how did Chazal respond? According to the Rambam, they created a unique Birchas HaMitzvah. And according to the Rush, they created a Birchas HaShevach. What are we going to do? It's only the beginning of the mitzvah. You didn't finish the mitzvah yet. We can't make a Birchas HaMitzvah on that. So instead, let's create a Birchas HaShevach. So the Rambam holds it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But it's a weird one. And we worded it differently, so you shouldn't think it's a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not. But it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Nafkamina, it's got to be over La'asiyasa. According to the Rush, it's a mitzvah to do kiddushin, but the bracha is going to be a brachas hashevach. So there are rayas that you have to assume it's a mitzvah. For instance, the very beginning of the second parak of kiddushin famously says the din of mitzvah bo yosumi bishlucho by kiddushin. Mitzvah bo yosumi bishlucho. There's a mitzvah for you to be mekadesh tisha more than a shliach. Well, why? Because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah bo, the mitzvah of kiddushin. So in the end of the day, we have four different ways to go in the sugya. And this will be our sikum, and we'll end with this. The Or HaZarua says, listen carefully. The Or HaZarua and Rabbeinu Yechiel say, listen carefully. It's a regular mitzvah with a regular Birchos HaMitzvah. And our Gemara happens to be the Birchos HaShevach that they tacked on. But Kiddushin is a mitzvah, and there's a regular Birchos HaMitzvah. Sheker Shalom Tzavit Sivanu L'Kadesh HaSaisha, or Al Kiddush HaIsha. The Ritva argues, it's a regular mitzvah, but with a birchas hashevach. It's a regular mitzvah, but with a birchas hashevach. And the minog happens to be that they, that because that's the minog, to make a birchas hashevach. We should have made a birchas hamitzvah. The Rambam holds it's a chatzi mitzvah, and the bracha is a birchas hamitzvah. And the Rush holds it's a chatzi mitzvah, but the bracha is a birchas hashevach. So at the end of the day, the way that we always say it over is half right. The Rambam and the Rush argue about the nature of the bracha of Birchas Harrison. Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaShevach? But that is not because they argue about the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddushin. They're not arguing, necessarily, about whether it's a mitzvah or whether it's not a mitzvah. Rather, they're arguing, it is a Chatzi mitzvah. How did Chazal respond when they saw that it was a Chatzi mitzvah? Okay, everybody have a great Shabbos. Sorry for the late dismissal today.